Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
Regarding the donations to the Clinton Foundation, again, the accusation is that Hillary Clinton's State Department approved the transfer of 20% of Americans' uranium holdings to Russia, while nine investors in the deal funneled $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. Here, the timing is inaccurate.
Oh.
Most of those donations were from one man, Frank Guestra, the founder of the company in Canada. He gave $131 million to the Clinton Foundation. But Guestra says he sold his stake in the company back in 2007. That's 3 years before the uranium Russia deal and a year and a half before Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State. We can't independently verify his statement, but if true, the donation to the Clinton Foundation from confirmed Uranium One investors drops from more than $145 million to $4 million. The Clinton Foundation did not disclose those donations. After a New York Times story exposed them, the foundation reported it made mistakes, saying it had disclosed donations from a Canadian charity, but did not specify the names of the donors to that charity who had associations with the uranium company. Even so, the accusation is predicated on the charge that Secretary Clinton approved the sale. She did not. A committee of nine evaluated the sale. The president approved the sale. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission and others had to offer permits. None of the uranium was exported for use by the U.S. to Russia.
And there you have it. And so when Shepard Smith actually told the truth and presented facts to the people, the bubble boys that watch Fox News, they all took to Twitter. I normally don't tune into Shep's Hour on Fox. Can't stand his bias. But today, while surfing channels, yeah, right. He caught my interest. In 3 minutes, he argued Hillary's defense, how she had nothing to do with Uranium One and how Trump had lied about it. He has to go. Who, Trump or Shep? You're not clear. Another one. You need to get that hack Shep news team out of Fox. He just made excuses for hashtag crooked Hillary. He's clearly a double agent. Shep Smith just gave his opinion to crooked Hillary on the uranium scandal. Totally lied. Misrepresented every fact. Get rid of him. He is a shill for Hillary on most, as most gays are. I don't know if that's a typo or if this man is a homophobe. I don't know if he meant as most guys are or gays are. Does not have the integrity to be on Fox. Integrity and Fox in the same sentence. Oh, how we laughed. Here's another. Did anyone watch Shep Smith just explain how Hillary had nothing to do with the uranium deal? Question mark, question mark, question mark. What a joke, Fox News! Exclamation point. Send him to CNN. Is Shep Smith Hillary's attorney or what? Jeez, he has to be on her payroll or... he's drank a gallon of her Kool-Aid today. Sickening. He's got Uranium One all figured out. And Hillary is blameless. He needs to go to CNN or MSNBC. ASAP! Shep News, liberal Hillary, kiss ass. Hey, Shep, just go to MSNBC. You know exactly why the 145 mil went to CF. Your little twist is BS. By the way, time to come out of the closet. Shep Smith seems he has direct answers on Uranium One. How about the truth? Hillary was part of the team that said, yes, you can't delegate the vote job. And Obama was the okay to sell. What was the FBI doing? Shep, stop protecting past admin. Hannity, Shep Smith is CNN on Fox. I just listened to him justify the Clintons having no power or say in Uranium One. Smith is a joke. We are not stupid. Now Fox News thinks we are. 145 mil. Shep exonerates them on Fox. What? Crap! I hate at hashtag Shep Smith. I hate his face. The sound of his voice. His seething hatred for all things that pertain to our president. His lack of objectivity. If I wanted to see an unfactual and slanted view, I would watch CNN. I can't watch Shep Smith anymore. I'm done with that show. Those nine that approved uranium deal are all Obama Clinton lackeys, just like Shep Smith. Breaking news, even though he has no law degree, hashtag Shep Smith has officially joined legal team defending hashtag Hillary Clinton as lead counsel. It's unknown if he will be removed from hashtag Fox News to work full time on defending the Clinton crime family. She wasn't Secretary of State when the donation was made, and he, Gustra, didn't own any shares in Uranium One when he donated to the Clinton Foundation. Also, nine agencies plus the Atomic Energy Agency oversaw the recommendations, and only Obama could say yes or no, and he said yes, provided that none of the uranium ever leave the United States, and it doesn't. But these facts, they just, it's like these people are fact-proof. They have fact-proof their lives. You know, like you child-proof your house, you bulletproof, school windows now. Sad commentary, but they have fact-proof their lives. It is just so sad. This is what propaganda does. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com, but meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.